amen, that Pastor Jesse left on, amen, and that was talking about ridiculous faith, amen. And so I'm just going to just piggyback off of what Pastor Jesse, amen, ministered about and what he preached about. And so I'm going to talk about the same thing, but except I'm going to come at it at a different angle. Amen. And I want to talk and I want to teach you, amen, on how to get that ridiculous faith. How to get there. Amen. You know, because how many know that we got a vision? Amen. We got a vision. We got an international vision. We got, amen, the house vision. And then we got a personal vision. Amen. And to see those things come to pass, it's going to take some faith. Amen. Someone say faith.
Faith.
Come on, say it like you got some. Say faith.
Faith.
Say it again. Faith.
Faith.
Praise God. Amen. That's what God wants to do. He wants to continue to build our faith. Amen. And so here tonight, I have the privilege and amen. Before we get into that, I just want to kind of just thank God. Amen. Thank God for what he's been doing in my life. Amen. I thank God for my pastors, Pastor Francisco, Sister Sylvia. Amen. Who have been great role models in my life. Amen. And, you know, spiritual parents. Come on. How many love our pastors? Amen.
Yeah.
Love our pastors. Amen. We pray for our pastors. We, amen, take care of our pastors. Amen. And, you know, and I wouldn't be where I'm at today.
Right.
Come on, somebody.
Yeah, right.
I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for some role models. Amen. Some great examples in my life. If it wasn't for them, amen. And they're not just my examples, but they're all our examples,
yes,
amen.
Yes, yes,
come on, give our pastors a hand clap of praise,
yeah,
amen. Oh, come on, they deserve better than that.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And so I thank God for you guys, Sister Sylvia, Pastor Francisco, amen. And then also my dad, amen. Come on, somebody.
Oh,
amen. He trailblazed the way for me to go into the men's home. Amen. The men's home, and it was there in Anaheim, come on, California, in Orange County.
Right. Yeah,
I think it was 2006, I believe. Amen. He went to the men's home, and that's where God planted the seed. Amen. God planted the seed, and I went into that home. I walked in there, and I've seen a bunch of cholos, come on, somebody, ex-gang members and guys that were fresh out of prison and just drug addicts and I said there's like 30 of them. Come on. And they were in a small living room. A little small living room. And they were right there praying and getting a hold of God. And it was right there where I said, man, this is something different. Amen. This is different. And that's where the attraction, amen, took place. And I said, you know what? God has something for me in this ministry. God has something for me for my future. If these guys could do it, amen, then I can do it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I just, you know, I thank God for my dad. I thank God for, you know, the church. Amen. The church family. Come on, somebody. Amen. And, you know, God has been doing great things in my life. I had a great opportunity last weekend to be prayed in. Amen. And I don't take that lightly. Amen. It's an honor, a privilege to be, amen, to be a licensed minister in this great ministry. Amen. A Victory Outreach. Amen. And I don't know who else would have gave me a chance. Amen. But, you know, I know Victory Outreach would. Amen. Praise the Lord. And so, but in order for me to get where I'm at today, it took some ridiculous faith. Amen. It took some crazy faith. It took some wild faith. Come on, somebody. Amen. It took some faith to follow my pastor. Come on now. Amen. Because how many know that when our pastor gets going, he there ain't nothing stopping him. And so it's like that crazy armor bearer. It's like, you know, Jonathan, when Jonathan said, we're going to go up there to that mountain, amen, and you know what, we're going to fight them Philistines, and you know what, and it was just him by himself and his armor bearer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he looked at his armor bearer and said, are you down to come with me or what?
Right.
Are you down?
Yeah.
And he looked and said, I'm down.
Yeah.
I don't know what we're getting ourselves into,
right.
But I'm down.
Amen.
Amen. And it's going to take some faith for the church to say, you know what, I'm going to get behind our pastors, I'm going to get behind Sister Sylvia, I'm going to get behind our leaders, I'm going to get behind our home director, amen, and we're going to follow them, and it might seem like they're going to take us to a place of, amen, of impossibilities, but how many know that God is with them?
Amen.
Huh? And so they went up, they climbed that mountaintop, and they, come on, they put a beating on them Philistines. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But I want to come to you out of Genesis. Amen. You can turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 15, verses 6. Amen. And I'm going to go ahead and I want to talk about Abraham. Abraham is considered the father of faith. Amen. The father of faith. So I want to talk about Abraham just a little bit. Amen. And give you a few pointers on how you can continue to grow your faith. Amen. That's what God wants us to do. God wants us to grow our faith. Amen. Because we need some faith that moves mountains. Amen. How many got a mountain in your life right now? Amen. How many of you're standing right in front of a huge mountain? Amen. But I don't know. I kind of don't know if Texas folk know anything about mountains. Amen. You know, Texas folk, they just have a few hills here and there. So I'm not quite sure if you know anything about mountains. Amen. But if you go to the mighty men of valor, if you go, amen, to the, you know, to the gang convention, if you go to California, to any of our, you know, any of our conventions, you're going to drive right past a bunch of mountains. Amen. And, you know, so if you don't know anything about mountains, you need to go to California. Amen. And you'll see some mountains. Amen. And so, you know, we need some mountain moving faith. We need some water walking faith. We need some disease healing faith. Amen. We need some sickness, come on, healing faith here. We need some devil stomping faith. Amen. We need some leaders to rise up kind of faith. And then we need some faith that will say, you know what? I don't care what mountain's in my way. I don't care what devil is in my way. But I have the type of faith, amen, that is going to move that devil out the way. And so Abraham, he's going to show us how he had some ridiculous faith. Amen. This read right here in Genesis chapter 15, verses, we'll start in verse 1. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you right now. I ask, Lord, that you would just move here tonight. Minister, God. Lord, your word says that, God, faith comes by hearing and hearing your word. And so here tonight, God, I pray, Lord, that we would have an elevation in our faith here tonight. God, Lord, that we will just continue to have our hearts open and ready for what you want to do, God, starting tonight, God. Get us ready for the weekend. We know it's going to be a powerful weekend, God, Lord. We thank you for such an opportunity as this. In Jesus' name we all say,
amen.
Amen. Praise God. Genesis chapter 15, the word of God reads like this in verse 1. After this, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. How many know that we're a ministry of vision?
Right.
We're a people that are vision driven. Amen.
Yes.
It says, do not be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward.
Yes, yes.
But Abram said, Sovereign Lord, what can you give me since I remain childless? And the one who will inherit my estate, Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, you have given me no children, so a servant in my household will be my heir. Verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came to him, this man will not be your heir, but a son who is your own flesh and blood will be your heir. He took him outside and said, look up at the sky and count the stars. If indeed you can count them. Then he said to him, "You, so shall your offspring be." Wow, Abram believed the Lord, and he credited it to him as righteousness.
Amen.
I'm going to read that verse again in verse 6. Abram believed the Lord,
amen,
and he credited it to him as righteousness. Verse 7, he also said to him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land to take possession of it.
All right.
But Abram said, Sovereign Lord, how can I know that I will gain possession of it? Right. Amen. See, here is a man that had a vision by God, amen, to, and it was a very unlikely situation. It was a very unlikely vision, you know, and, you know, I know that here in Victory Outreach of Grand Prairie, that we got some people, amen, that we're ready to believe God for the impossible. Yes, right. Are you ready to believe God for the impossible here tonight? Amen. Yes. You know, that's the type of people that God wants us to be.
Right.
Amen. It's gonna take some crazy faith if you're gonna get wherever God has called you to be.
Right.
If you're gonna answer God's call, you're gonna fulfill the will of God for your life, amen, then it's gonna take some faith like Abram.
Amen.
It's gonna take some wild faith.
Yes.
See, he didn't believe it. If you continue to read in the following chapter, God had told him, you know, that he was gonna have a son, and then he started to say, well, how am I gonna have a son? I am 99, I'm 100 years old. And my wife, she's 99 years old. But you're promising me that I'm gonna have as many children as the amount of all the stars.
Right.
Now that was an impossible situation, my friend.
Yeah, right.
And you know what he did? Abram, he chuckled. He laughed. Come on, somebody. He laughed. He laughed at God. And the Bible says, and that's how they gave the name Isaac, meaning you laughed. Amen. And so his son, come on, you know, God kind of threw that in his face, and he said, you know what? Whenever this promise comes to pass, you're going to remember how you didn't believe. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
You're going to remember. And there's going to be some of us here that he's going to bring to pass that vision in your life. Amen. Your family is going to get saved. Your son's going to get saved. Your daughter's going to get saved. The one that you thought was impossible. The one that you invited to church, come on, last week. Or you invited them this weekend and they just kind of laughed at you. But little do you know that's going to be the next pastor. That's going to be the next pastor's wife. That's going to be the next home director. That's going to be the next Sunny Argonzoni, my friend. God is going to blow your mind. Can you believe it here tonight? Oh, I don't know. Come on, somebody. What is the point of having faith if you can do it? What is the point of you having faith if you can do it? And then see, faith is going to require an impossible situation. In order for faith to work, there has to be an impossible situation.
Yes. Right.
Do you have any impossible situations in your life?
Yes.
Come on, somebody. Right? That mountain might seem very big right now. That valley that you're in might seem so deep right now. You might say, well, I'll never get out of this valley. I'll never get out of debt. I'll never do it, right? And you begin to believe that. But you can't believe that, my friend. You know, and you're going to have some faith in your life that that it's going to cause you to move. Come on, somebody.
Yes, yes, yes.
See, Nelson Mandela said it like this. He said, it always seems impossible until it's done.
Amen.
It always seems impossible until it's done. Nobody ever thought that we would ever have a ministry like this today. Amen. It seemed impossible. There were other pastors and other ministers that would tell Pastor Sonny, amen, how are you going to build a church with those type of people? My friend, there was people that would begin to say, you know what, they'll never give. Matter of fact, they're going to steal the offering. Come on, somebody. You'll never build a church with those type of people. But look where we're at today. The church is all over the world, my friend. And not only that, but the vision continued. God, man, he threw that in. I can imagine what those people think right now.
That's right. Huh? Come on now.
I can imagine what they think right now.
That's right.
God just blew their mind.
Yes.
Huh? See, It always seems impossible. You're going to have some impossible situations in your life.
Right. Yes.
Huh? You might not think that it can't be done. But I'm here to let you know that it can be done.
Yes.
Huh? That you can be healed.
Amen.
That you can be delivered. Amen. That you can be set free. Oh, come on, somebody. Some of you say, well, I don't know if I'll ever stop cussing. I don't know if I'll ever stop drinking. I don't know if I'll ever stop lusting. I don't know if I think I'll always be broke. But I'm here to let you know that God is, he wants to give you some type of faith so you can believe, my friend. I didn't think I was going to, I never thought in my wildest dreams that I would be here preaching the word of God. I never thought that I would be a home director for five years, my friend. I've been living on ridiculous faith ever since I landed in Arlington right there on Park Row when I seen a man that started to preach about the impossibilities. And I said, man, only if I can do it. And God said, you can do it. Just follow
come
him.
Come on now. That's
so,
right. Come on, man.
Okay. I'll follow him.
That's right.
And I've been following Pastor Francisco for over 6 years now.
Yes.
Going on
yes.
7 years.
Come on now. Huh?
And look what God has done.
Yes.
It took ridiculous faith for me to get where I'm at.
Right.
To live, I'm still living by ridiculous faith.
Amen.
In the home.
Come on.
In the home. Come on, somebody. I quit a job. I quit my job to go into full-time ministry. And I didn't know what I was doing. Come on, somebody. You're not always going to know what it is that God calls you to. But you can't be afraid to make that step. That's why we call it take a step of faith.
Right.
You got to take a step of faith, my friend.
That's right. But
see, now I want to tell you. I want to tell you how to get there. Amen.
Amen.
How do you get ridiculous faith? I'll tell you one is that you got to know where your faith is at right now.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know where your faith is at right now. What level of faith are you operating in right now? Or do you got baby faith? Come on, somebody. Do you got, do you got medium faith? Or do you even got faith? Come on, somebody. Do you have to know where your faith is at right now? Huh? What kind of faith have you been operating at right now, today, yesterday? Huh? Is your faith big enough just to get you where you're at right now? Amen. See, it took a measure of faith for you to get saved.
Yeah, there it is.
It took a measure of faith for you to say that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life.
Yeah,
right. But some of you guys, you just think that you just say, you know what? Yeah, I got enough faith to know that I'm in the right direction. I know this is the way that I'm supposed to be taking. I know that Jesus is the way to heaven. I know that Jesus is he is the answer for me not to go to hell.
Yeah.
That's all I know right now. Huh? But God wants you to grow in your faith.
Yeah.
Now you got to know that, that Jesus is not only the way, but he is the truth. That the word of God is the truth. Amen. That everything in this word is truth. That it is an inerrant, infallible word of God.
Amen.
Huh? And that he is the life. He is the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
What measure of faith do you have? Have you decided that this is the lifestyle that you're going to live for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Are you just testing the waters? Are you just saying, you know what? I'm going to try Jesus out for this week. I'm going to try him out for a month. I'm going to try this church out just for, I'll go to this church. I'll visit. Come on, somebody. But God is telling you, no, this is where you're going to spend the rest of your life.
Yeah.
It's like that in the home. People, they come into the home and they're just there for a month or they're just there for 2-3 months, my friend. But little do they know, they think that after the year, that's it. That's it. Some people, they just go to the home after the year and then they split and they go. But little do they know that it's not just for a year.
It happens. Come on.
The only thing that should change is your address. Come on, somebody. That's it. But everything remains the same. You get up, you pray, you fast, amen. You give, you serve God. Proverbs 22:28. Amen. It says, do not move ancient boundary stones set up by your ancestors. Huh? See, you have to continue. You know, God brought you to a place of radical faith.
That's right.
Huh? So you can't try to fit in right here with some lousy faith. Come on, somebody. You can't. Don't try to. Come on, somebody. You came to victory outrageous. I like how Evangelist Art Blahum says it. Come on, right? Victory outrageous. Amen. You've never seen a ministry like this. You've never seen a church like this. Come on, somebody. That's why you're here. That's why you keep coming, because you're still in awe. You don't know, man. You don't know how you're gonna spend the rest of your life here, but you know that God has called you here. God has called you here. See, God gave you a measure of faith. Right. Where is your faith at right now?
Come on,
it's good. In Romans chapter 12, verse 3, you can write it down. Right? It says that God has given us a measure of faith.
Amen.
So in order to get to that a ridiculous faith, you have to know what type of faith you're operating in right now. See, some of you only got faith to tip God.
Oh, come on, Alan.
Oh, hello, somebody.
Oh.
Huh? You just come in every weekend, you just tip God. You're not a tither yet. You're not a giver yet.
Come on.
I mean, you're not a United We Can yet. Why? Because your faith ain't there yet. Huh? Your faith ain't there. Some of you guys, you just come to Friday night service, Sunday morning service. You know, you don't go to no discipleships. You don't go to the conferences. You don't go to this, that. Why? Because your faith ain't there yet. Because if your faith was there, then you would go.
Right.
Oh, hello, somebody. Come on. Right. Down somebody's alley.
Here's the truth.
Right? But see, God wants to give you faith so you can get there.
Right.
Some of you guys don't take Vetti because your faith ain't, you don't believe in it. You don't believe that you need to be educated in the things of God.
Uh-oh. Come on now.
Yeah. Okay. Friday night. Come on, somebody.
Bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
Radical faith.
Right? But God wants to get you to where you're all in.
Right.
You were all in the world. You were all up in that club. You were all up in that relationship. Come on, somebody. You was all up in that bar. You was all up in it. All up in there. Come on, somebody. You didn't have one foot in and one foot out. You was up in there doing flips, backflips, spinning around, right? Like Pastor Jesse, you was doing the two-step. You were doing the circle. Come on now. I ain't going to do it like Pastor Jesse. Come on. Right? But see, God wants you all in.
Amen.
And if you're going to be all in, then you got to stay all in.
Yeah.
Don't be flip-flopping. Amen.
Right.
I'm all in one day, I'm not the next day.
Come on now.
No, you got to say, this is it.
That's right.
But see, God has to give you enough faith so you can even have a mind of determination.
Yes.
Yeah. Some of you guys, you're not determined. You're not determined that this is what God has for you.
Yeah.
I didn't believe it either at one time. My faith wasn't there either at one time. I remember when I was in the home and I thought I was going to be there for 3 months.
Come on, me too.
Come on, somebody. Come on. 3 months. And 3 months after this, I'm gone. Come on now. Right? After God heals, after God delivers me from this, after God, you know, heals my marriage, after God, you know, does this and brings this person back in my life, and then that's it, I'm gone. But it's not like that. Huh? No, this is it. God called you to be in it for the long haul.
Yeah,
because you're not going to survive anywhere else.
That's right.
I'm sorry. Come on,
man.
Somebody.
That's the truth.
Huh? You ain't going to, you won't survive. Amen. You know, you're going to go over there and the pastor's going to bring you back.
Come on.
I can't handle this one. Right? So you got to know where you're at. Gauge yourself. Where am I at? Why don't you take Vetti? Why don't you? Why ain't you going to be here tomorrow?
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Come on.
Right? Because your faith ain't there. But after tonight, your faith is going to be there.
Yeah.
After tonight, your faith is going to be there.
That's right.
You got to speak it into existence.
Amen.
So you got to know where your faith is at.
Yes.
The second thing is after you, first, well, let's say, okay, before, amen, you got to know where your faith is at. And then the second thing is that you got to feed your faith.
That's right. Amen.
But before number one, you got to have a desire to have ridiculous faith. I didn't even put that one down there, but that's very vital. Amen.
Yes.
Right? You have to make up your mind that you want this type of faith.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you even want this type of faith?
Oh my! Come on, man.
Do you want it?
Amen.
Maybe some of us here, we don't want that type of faith. You're okay with your little baby faith.
Ooh, come on.
You're okay with your job that pays minimum wage.
Wow.
You're okay with flipping burgers.
No.
You're okay, come on, somebody.
No.
You know, going in and out of the home.
No.
You're okay. You're okay with that. You love living that comfortable life. You're okay with, you know, being halfway delivered.
Halfway.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
huh? So before you, you gotta have a desire.
That's right.
Do you have a desire to even want great faith?
Yes. Amen.
Because that's where it's at. You first, you can't do all this other stuff until you make a decision that you want great faith.
Yeah.
Huh? And you should want great faith.
Right.
You should want. Why? Because it pleases God.
Amen.
It pleases God. If you're gonna serve God, amen. You gotta know how to please God. Amen. Why? Because if you delight yourself in the Lord, then He will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
How many want to get the desires of your heart? Amen. Well, first you gotta get a heart transplant. Come on, somebody. You gotta let God remove that old stony heart out. That wicked heart out, because the Bible says that, you know, that the heart is most deceitful amongst all. Who could understand it?
Right.
You know, out of the heart comes evil, comes adultery, comes, you know, fornication, comes greed, comes lust. So you got to get a heart transplant first.
Yeah.
You got to let God change your heart.
Right.
Huh? See, and then after all that, amen. And after you made up your mind that you want to get somewhere in life with God, then you can begin to feed your faith. You gotta be like, who's this?
Oh, Zeke.
Right? You gotta be like Zeke Elliott, right?
Come on now.
You gotta, why he tearing it up?
Come on now.
Tearing it up, eating it up.
Yards, come on.
And then you gotta begin to feed your faith.
Yes.
You gotta feed it.
Yes.
And what do you feed it? Come you on. Feed it the impossibilities.
Come on.
You gotta feed it.
Come on
somebody. Whenever, you know, whenever you hear the preaching and you hear Pastor Francisco and, you know, you hear it and, you know, you're going to hear it this weekend, Pastor Louie and Pastor Jesse, I'm sure you heard something and it caught your attention and you said, man, maybe I could do that. Maybe I could be the usher. Maybe I could be a giver, a pillar. Maybe I could be an evangelist. Maybe I could go to the UTC and you just felt it and it's tugging at your heart. Maybe I could be healed. Maybe I could be delivered. Maybe I could be on the worship team. Maybe I could be that drummer. Come on, somebody. Maybe I could stick it out for the rest of my life. Maybe I could serve God all the days of my life. And you hear it and it begins to tug at your heart. Huh? You now what you gotta do, amen, because I know after you hear it and you come to the altar and you begin to pray and God breaks you, amen, and then you, man, it's like God does something inside your heart and He does it inside your mind, and then you gotta go back home. You gotta go back to work. Come on, somebody. Right? And now it's like, oh wow. See, it didn't take faith for you to come to the altar. It took a little bit of faith. But it's going to take more faith whenever you're out there at your job. And you're surrounded by all the worldly people. And you go back to school. And you go back, amen. You go back out there. And then now it's like, man, you ain't hearing all that good stuff no more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You ain't hearing it unless you take this to work.
Come on.
Unless you read your Bible at work.
Yeah.
Unless you grab the little phone, right, and you go to the VOGP on YouTube and you begin to put in some headphones and you listen to the message over and over again. You gotta learn how to feed your faith, my friend. You gotta get the word and you gotta eat it up. You gotta tear it up. You gotta eat it like you were eating that turkey yesterday. Like you were eating that ham yesterday. Like you were eating. Come on, somebody. Right? We know how to feed the flesh. But you know how to feed the faith. You gotta feed your faith. Huh? Oh, yeah. Right? Some of us, we just love to feed that flesh. There ain't no difference. You gotta feed the spirit. That's what it is. It's like having two pit bulls, right?
Yeah.
You got the pit bull right here, the big ugly fat, black one, right? And then you got the big ugly, the other one over here. But one, amen, is your spirit man and one is your flesh man.
Right.
What are you feeding? Are you feeding your spirit? Are you feeding the Holy Ghost? Are you feeding it the Word of God? You know, when was the last time you memorized the Scripture?
Woo!
When was the last time you read, come on, a whole book of the whole book of the Bible? Amen. John, Matthew, right. Luke, Mark.
Oh, right.
Have you even read it? Do you have any Scriptures memorized?
Woo!
Come on, you got to feed this. You got to feed it.
Amen.
Huh?
I'm in the Spirit.
Uh-oh. Right? See, Abraham believed God for the vision. See, what happens is this. You know, what you got to do is that in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2. Amen. Turn your Bibles there real quick. Habakkuk. See, what Abram did, God gave him a vision. God gave him an impossibility. He says, you know what? Look at the sky and all the stars that you can count. Amen. That's how many descendants you're going to have. Huh? God is going to give you a vision. Do you have a vision for your life?
Man.
That's what you got to do. You got to set goals.
Come on now.
Huh? About 3 years ago, I was in a Vetti class and I believe it was Pastor Kevin. He said, you know what? You have to have a one-year goal. You have to have a five-year goal plan. And you have to have a 10-year goal plan.
Oh, it's true.
And I think it was either about 3 or 4 years ago. And I wrote it down. Come on, somebody. And I wrote down within that 5 years. And I'm just writing it by faith. I said, you know what? I want to get married. Hello, somebody, right?
Amen.
I want to, you know, I want to graduate Becky.
Come on.
And I want to become a licensed minister.
Come on now, amen.
Huh? That's what I wrote down.
Yeah.
And it seemed impossible.
Yeah.
Huh? I didn't know, you know, God just brought my wife out of nowhere. Hello, somebody. She wasn't even in the church at that time. I didn't know. You know, there was always a saying. I would always tell all the guys in the home or people would ask, hey, when are you going to get married? I don't know, man. The banana boat hasn't came yet. She's still out there. She's on a banana boat. She's coming. God's bringing her. I don't know where she's going to come from. Right? But I would just say that, right? People that know me, they hear me say that. Because I didn't know where she was. Right? But I was praying. I was fasting. And I was waiting on God. But it was by faith.
All right.
By faith.
Yeah.
Amen. And God, look. And see, some of you guys are praying for the same thing. Right? You're praying for a husband. You're praying for a woman of God. Amen. You keep on praying. Keep on fasting.
Right.
Huh? And the second thing was this, to graduate Becky.
Yeah.
By World Conference.
Yeah.
Huh?
Come on.
By our 50-year anniversary.
No.
It seemed impossible.
Come on.
Huh? All
right.
But I began just to write it down. I wrote it down and I would look at it all the time. And Pastor did the same thing. When he was in prison, you know, God began to give him vision and he wrote it down.
Right.
Huh? And it started to come to pass. You write it down. and you wait on God, and you pray, and you continue, and you have it at the forefront of your mind. But some of us, we don't even, have you wrote anything down like that before?
No.
Have you wrote your goals down? Have you wrote it on a, you got to write it on a tablet. As soon as I heard Pastor preach on that, boy, I got me a tablet real quick.
Hello.
I said, oop. Right? And he said that he drew a little picture, right, with stick figures.
Yeah.
Right? Amen. I did the same thing. I still got it. It's at the home.
Amen.
Right? I wrote my wife right there. Big old home. All right. I showed a few of you guys.
Yes.
Right? I'm still waiting. Amen. Mine's a two-story house. Amen. Yes. I got a pond in the backyard. Oh. I got a horse. I got a wife. I got some kids. And I got a church. Hello, somebody.
Oh.
Huh? It's going to come to pass.
Yes.
Huh? Amen. God is just bringing it to pass. He's bringing it to pass.
Amen.
Huh? But all those things, at one time, they seemed impossible for me.
Yeah.
I said, man, that's far-fetched. That is far-fetched. Huh? But nevertheless, I wrote it down, and I would always come back, and I'll always look at it.
Right.
You got to feed your faith.
That's right. Yeah, that's good.
You got to feed it. And then not only that, the third thing is this, is that you got to work it.
Yeah. There it is.
You write it down, huh? You write it down, and then what you do is you got to just do the little things.
Right.
You do the little things. You do the things that are not so far-fetched. Yeah, you got those high goals. Amen. Some of you guys want to buy a house. Some of you guys, you want to get married. Some of you guys want to do all these things, and they seem far-fetched. Well, you got to do all the little things to get there by faith. Come to church every Friday night. Amen. Come tomorrow.
There it is.
Come tomorrow.
Yes.
Cause why? Why? Because God can have a word for you.
And
it's a personal word. It's a rhema word. It's a word just for you, my friend. It's a word from the mountaintop. It's like a word like God had for Moses. That God would speak to Moses face to face, my friend. And that's what God has for you.
Right.
Huh? But your faith ain't. Your faith ain't there, so you're gonna miss out on your word. But not VOGP. Come on, somebody. Huh?
Right.
No. And that's the thing. And that's what I would do. I said I'm gonna stay faithful in the little.
Yes.
You gotta stay faithful in the little.
Yeah.
Stay faithful. Come on, stay faithful in the little.
Faithful in the little.
Huh? So you can be trusted with the much. Huh? You gotta stay faithful. Come on, stay faithful that tithe, amen? Stay faithful that tithe.
Yeah.
Huh? Stay faithful. You right now you're working that job, amen, and you're paying your tithes and it might be getting a little bit hard, amen, but you stay faithful. You continue to give. You continue to give. Amen. And then you take the little step. Right? Some of you guys are just tithers. The little step is to become a United We Can giver.
Yeah.
Become United We Can. Trust God for that little leap.
Come on, man.
Maybe if you can't take big leaps and big steps and jump off a cliff,
because
some people, they jump off a cliff, amen?
Right.
And they expect God to catch them.
Oh my.
So that's how a pastor does it, amen? Right? Bringing in elders and, right, bringing in pastors from Africa and getting first place and Run for Hope. And, right? Come on, somebody. Right? Oh, that's deep jumping off, amen? But it started little. On the little things. If you can be faithful in the little. If you can be faithful in the little. And then you just continue to take those little steps. And you build your faith. And you say, okay, I'm ready for this mountain. I'm ready. I'm ready to jump. Come. I'm ready to do it. I'm ready to, you know, to walk on water. Do you guys want to walk on water?
Man.
Do you guys want to see the supernatural?
Yes.
Do you want to see God save your family?
Yes.
Do you want to see God use you? Come on, so do you want to graduate Bethy?
Yes.
God bless all two of you. Huh? Right? What do you want to do with your life? Amen. See, you can't have all these big dreams and have all these big visions and then you don't even put no feet to it.
Right.
You got to work it. Amen. I want the worship team to come up. The last thing is that you got to work it. And you can turn with me to James. Let's go to James chapter 2. Amen. And I'm going to close it with this. Ridiculous faith. Turn your Bibles to James. Thank you. Has anybody been getting anything out of this?
Amen.
Does anybody want ridiculous faith?
Amen.
If you desire this, God will give it to you.
Come on.
That's where it starts.
Yes.
If you have to, God says this, He'll give you, right? Delight yourself in God and He will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
So if you want this type of faith, if you want this type of faith, you got to start somewhere. You got to start by desiring it.
Yes.
Oh, God, I don't know if I can do it, but I want it.
Yes.
It seems impossible. That's where you start. You just got to start speaking it. I want it. And that's what I'm doing now. I'm doing that now. God, I want that city.
Right.
Ooh, I want it. I can't. I dream of it now. I dream of it. I envision every day. I envision myself. I don't think there's a day that goes without that I'm thinking about the city that I'm gonna take. Man, I'm gonna do it this way. I'm gonna do it like this. Okay, I'm gonna start. I'm gonna hit it with rallies. I'm gonna be on the streets. I'm gonna start with the home. How am I gonna do it? It's like every day I just feed my faith. Okay, I'm gonna do it like this. All right. How can I do it? What do I need to learn? What am I gonna learn today, God? What are you going to teach me today that I could be able to use when I get out there? I don't care about the name of the city, but I care about the names of the people in the city. Oh, you ain't hearing me. I begin to pray for those names. I begin to pray for those families that are going to come in. Huh? You got to feed your faith.
Right.
Huh? Did I always want to take a city? No. Right? I can't do it. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know how my pastor did it. I don't know how Sister Sylvia did it. They got some crazy faith. But they were just doing what they seen Pastor Jesse and Sister Valerie do. They were probably in the same shoes I was. I don't know if we can do it, but if they did it, then we can do it. Right? And they were just watching Pastor Ed and Sister Mitzi. Right? Just watching. And then they did the same thing. They were just watching Pastor Sunny and Sister Julie. That's why it's so very important to keep your eyes on your leaders.
Amen.
Keep your eyes on your pastors.
Yes.
Keep your eyes on those that they're operating, they're working their faith. Amen. They're working it. And that is going to rub off on you.
Yeah.
That's why you got to rub shoulders with your lead. You got to rub shoulders. You got to walk. Ooh, you gotta walk with them. You gotta walk with those that are walking heavy in their faith.
Yeah.
Pastor Al Valdez said it. You gotta get around some men with character.
Yeah.
Stop hanging around those type of people. They got little faith. They got baby faith, and you wanna hang out with them.
Yeah.
And you wanna. It's okay. Don't desire.
Come on now.
Don't desire that. Stop hanging around with those people up from your job. Stop hanging around with those people. You're chopping it up with them. And what does the Bible say? The Bible says, what does light have in common with darkness?
Amen.
If you ain't going to preach to them, then why are you even talking to them? If you ain't going to tell them about Jesus, if there's no intention
Amen.
For you to invite them to church or, you know, to pray for them, or I really believe that you don't have no business around them. We got to continue to stand. Let's all stand. The Bible says this. Amen. Praise the Lord. You got to walk around people of faith. Some of you guys got to go to the home. Got to go to the home.
Huh?
Amen. Not everybody. Maybe one or two people around here. Right? Some of you guys just go tomorrow. Amen. We'll be happy with that. All right? Go tomorrow. Go Sunday. Some of you guys tonight, you weren't going to go. You weren't planning. But I pray and I hope that you would take a leap of faith. That you would take a step of faith. Oh, I don't got $10. I don't got $10. Come on, really? Okay, well, God will give you the faith to get $10. Amen. Show up and watch God bless your life.
Right.
Huh?
Right. Yeah.
James chapter 2 verse 14. I'm going to read it and then we're going to make an altar call. Word of God reads like this. It says, what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by action, is dead. Faith without works is dead. You gotta put some feet to your faith.
Yes.
You gotta put some feet to your faith. That's what it is here tonight. Amen. If you're here and you say, you know what, I want to take the first step just to have a desire. Maybe, you know, everything else will come. But you have to have a desire just to want this type of faith. Because look, because it's very important. Because the Bible says the faith of a mustard seed can move mountains.
Right, amen.
Move mountains. Oh, come on, some of you guys got some mountains in your life that need to be moved. You got some financial difficulties. You got some issues with, you know, with your health. Maybe you want to be delivered of that. Come on, of diabetes or, you know, whatever it is, huh? Maybe you got a loved one right now that they're lost. They're lost. They're out there, right? Those are some mountains, huh? And if you have the faith of a mustard seed, some of you don't even have that much faith. You don't have that faith yet, but God wants to give it to you. He wants to give it to you. He wants to give you the faith of a mustard seed tonight. And that's all good. We need that. We need to start somewhere. But I've always said this, you know, faith of a mustard seed, God, if that moves mountains, then I wonder what faith of a mountain, the size of a mountain does. And I begin to pray for that type of faith. God, give me faith of a mountain. Give me faith of a mountain. Now, I pray that prayer since I've been in the home. Since I was 19 years old, praying that, God, give me faith of a mountain. Give me faith of a mountain. Because the faith of a mountain will move the hand of God. It'll do the impossible. Amen. If you're here tonight and you want the desire to grow in your faith, amen. If there's some mountains in your life, if you want to see the supernatural power of God in your life, these altars are open. Amen. Come on, come to the altars. I'm going to pray for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just pray that simple prayer. God, give me the faith. Give me the desire to want to grow my faith. Give me the desire to want to grow my faith. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. sensitive. See, right there in God's presence. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Come on, just keep your eyes closed. Stay sensitive. Oh, hallelujah. If you could speak in that heavenly language. Oh, ba 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 ya ta ba 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 ba. No 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 no. It's gonna happen. It's gonna happen. God's gonna increase your faith. Some of you, you desire greater faith. You desire it. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, ra ba 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 ya no 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 ya ta ra ba 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 ba. Come on, speak in that heavenly language. Oh, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, some of you guys are getting vision right now. God is giving you vision right now. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. He's going to give you a glimpse. He's showing you a little glimpse. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. You got to see that loved one saved. You got to see it. You got to close your eyes. You got to see it. You got to picture them here Sunday morning. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Some of you guys, you just got to picture yourself walking across that stage. Oh, at World Conference 2020. Oh, hallelujah. A graduate. Hallelujah. Oh, no, 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 ya, ta, ra, ba, ba. Some of you got to just picture you on the airplane going to the UTC. Oh, yo, no, 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 sha, ta, ra, ba, 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 ba. Come on, just picture. You got to picture yourself. Oh, graduating the home. Graduating the women's home. The men's home. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Some of you guys, God is going to show you a vision of you preaching behind this pulpit. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, just close your eyes. Oh, robo, robo, shata, rabba. Some of you are praying for a spouse, a loved one. Oh, continue to pray. God is going to show you to be saved right now. Hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we worship you, God. We praise you, we praise you, we praise you, we praise you, oh God. Now, right now, you gotta begin just to thank Him. Thank you. Say, thank you, God. I believe it. I believe it. God showed you the vision. God showed you, pray for it. Now you gotta begin to thank Him. You gotta thank Him in advance. Thank Him right now. God, thank you for healing my body. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you for delivering me. Thank you for saving my loved ones. Thank you, God, for allowing me to graduate the home. Thank you, oh God. Oh, begin to thank Him. Hallelujah. Oh, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, oh God. Hallelujah. 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 Right now, there's somebody here that is going to take faith with every head bowed and every eye closed in reverence for God. In reverence for God. If you have any reverence for God, just close your eyes. Amen. Hallelujah. There's somebody here that needs to give their life to Jesus. You need to give your life to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. You're here tonight. Maybe you backslid. Maybe you're not serving God right now wholeheartedly. Amen. Maybe you're on the verge of just making that decision. You're here tonight. Amen. If that's you, I want you to lift up your hand. If you just want to surrender your life to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. I want you to just to say this prayer. And let's all of us say it. Let's say, Jesus, I believe you're the Son of God. You died on the cross for me. Not only did you die, but you raised from the dead. You're alive today. You're seated at the right hand of God. I pray that you would come into my heart and begin a change. Give me a measure of faith. Give me a desire to grow that faith. In the name of Jesus. And everybody says, amen. Come on, give the Lord some praise tonight. Come on, give Him a shout of praise. Some of that. They need what you got. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we still got some flyers. Amen. If you want some, just to take them home with you. If you want to go to the street tonight, we're going to go out there. We're going to evangelize. Amen. And we will see you tomorrow morning. Amen. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you, God. We thank you tonight for the word, God. Yes. We pray, Lord, that you just continue, God, Lord, to increase our faith. God, take our faith from level to level, God. Lord, we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name, we all say amen, amen and amen. Come on, give the Lord some praise. Amen. You are dismissed. Go and sin no more.
Because, like,
no, I didn't.